Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for another edition of the 360 Update presented by Sports Authority. There's a lot to get into on this Tuesday, so let's start with head coach Chip Kelly updating the progress of quarterback Sam Bradford.
Sam's doing a great job in terms of what we've asked him to do. He's got a schedule. He's worked very hard with Joe Opella in the training room and Sean Hulls in our reconditioning. So we think we're right on track. That's probably what we think he is right now.
As Bradford recovers, quarterback Mark Sanchez takes the first team reps in the 11-on-11 team drills. Sanchez guided the Eagles to a 4-4 record at 8 starts last season and also set the franchise record for completion percentage. Find out why Sanchez thinks that he'll be even better in 2015.
It's just a different, it was a different offseason for me, and I got a chance to sit back and watch those 8 games and really get into, okay, what can I really fix? Where did I leave some throws out there? And a couple of those throws, I said it earlier in the offseason, I think we could be having a different conversation about this team right now. So that still bothers me when I go to bed at night and when I wake up in the morning. So it's we have plenty to work for, and I do too.
Wide receiver and first-round pick Nelson Agholor has been impressive thus far in the OTAs. Agholor has been thankful for the guidance provided by his teammates, like fellow wide receiver Jordan Matthews.
Development, a great relationship. I know, rarely do you come to a situation where the guy in front of you who's proven himself opens his arms to you the way Jordan has done for me. And what it does for me is it reminds me to continue to grow as a player and, to reach where he's at. And to continue to go to war with him, to battle with him every day in practice and things like that. He's a great guy, off the field and on the field.
The Eagles signed a Pro Bowl running back this offseason, and no, I'm not talking about DeMarco Murray. Ryan Matthews, a former first-round pick of the San Diego Chargers, is relishing the opportunity to run in this offense.
I mean, I knew it was a fast-paced offense. I really did. And, being able to come here, it kind of opens your eyes of how really fast it is and, how fast everything's moving and, how quick the ball's moving around. So, it's taking a little bit of time to kind of get used to it, but it's fun. It's really playing football out there.
Kiko Alonso, Michael Kendricks, D'Amico Ryans. That's a pretty good trio to start with at inside linebacker for the Eagles. It was a position that the Eagles made a priority this offseason after injuries eroded the amount of talent in 2014. However, Ryans wants you to know that there's more than just the top three at inside linebacker.
We have a good group. Yeah. And not just the three guys. We got a really deep group of linebackers. All these guys can play. So it's been some good competition in our room.
That's going to do it for the 360 Update presented by Sports Authority. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.